Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul was on fire, calling wrath of God down from heaven, seeing the governor turn to faith in Jesus Christ. Wow, what a way to start a missionary journey. But remember, this is Paul, the early years. And it looks as if he could take on the world. Where to next? Well, let me step into my story. Paul and his companions continued on their journey, led by the Holy Spirit. They put out to sea at Paphos for a journey to somewhere. Well, that's where John Mark got off the boat. John abandoned the mission and returned to Jerusalem, while Paul and Barnabas continued on until they reached Poseidon. Newly arriving in the community, the first place they would go is the local Jewish synagogue. It was Saturday, and as usual, the Jews had gathered together to hear the word of God. Paul and Barnabas, being Jews, slid into the service. After reading the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials asked them if they had any words of wisdom about the morning's reading. Paul took the opportunity to share the story of the Jewish people, starting with Abraham, just like Stephen did when Paul watched his friends stone him to death. Paul recounted the same story, but this time, when the service was over, they asked him to come back and to share it next week's service. The commotion that Paul created could not be contained. All week long, people kept begging that Paul would return and talk more about this Jesus. At the next service, it was packed. It seems the word had gotten out, and the entire city turned out to hear what Paul had to say. The synagogue officials were not happy about this and made plans to stop it in its tracks. Well, at the start of the book of Acts, Stephen was stoned for declaring Jesus Christ being the Messiah of the Jewish people. Paul has shared the same story, and, how do you think this is going to turn out? Well, you're just going to have to come back to find out. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.